At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Georgia Brown dual immersion students advance to robotics state championship. Cal Poly students sentenced to 6 years for shooting firearms on campus. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Two Georgia Brown dual immersion robotics teams will be attending the Southern California State Championships at UC Irvine in March. Georgia Brown has a fourth grade elementary team and a junior high team for the competition. They faced 46 robotics teams from across the Central Coast. Each team spends months designing, programming, and building their robots to compete in skills that both tested the remote-controlled and autonomous performance of the robots. Georgia Brown's fourth grade team won overall teamwork champion, robot skills champion, and design award with a robot dubbed Lobster. The junior high team earned the innovation award while achieving the highest autonomous score of all 46 teams in attendance. This is Georgia Brown's inaugural year for its robotics program and attendance for this competition. They are working to raise $2,000 now to cover their travel expenses and robot upgrades for the next competition. Community members interested in contributing can contact Mr. John Paul Ewing, jpewing@pasoschools.org. Former Cal Poly student Charles Hojaboom has been sentenced to serve 6 years and 2 months in state prison for crimes committed in 2023 regarding a firearm. The DA's office says this stems from four separate shooting incidents that took place on Cal Poly's campus between June and November 2023. The DA's office says in the October incident involved Hojiboom firing a bolt-action rifle inside of his dorm room, through the ceiling, and into the dorm room directly above. Hojiboom pled no contest to several criminal charges involving a firearm, gross negligence, vandalism, and possession of a loaded firearm on a college campus. Hojiboom has served time in county jail since he committed his crimes and will be transported to state prison to begin serving the remainder of his sentence. Food truck discussion and expansion of Pass Robles and police and fire departments at Pass Robles City Council meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Tonight is the next Pass Robles City Council meeting, held at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park due to ongoing work at City Hall. On tonight's agenda is a discussion from Council to food truck regulations in the city. City Council will provide direction to staff regarding the proposed regulation amendments from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee regarding generator noise, furniture, proximity to the downtown area, and other issues. The city will also receive a comprehensive report from AP Triton on its fire and police departments. The city contracted with AP Triton in February to complete these assessments needed to evaluate and determine long-term goals and improvement efforts for each department. As the city continues to grow, AP Triton's report notes the continued need for expanding the police and fire departments and staff, training, and facilities. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In its meeting last week, the Atascadero City Council discussed a proposed ordinance designed to reduce illegal fireworks usage. The city announced in a release yesterday they have adopted the ordinance, effective immediately. Illegal fireworks have been a persistent concern in Atascadero, according to the city, particularly during Independence Day and New Year's Eve. The new ordinance holds social hosts liable for illegal fireworks usage. Social hosts are individuals who own, control, or host gatherings on a property. They are now strictly liable for any illegal fireworks discharged on or adjacent to that property, with a $1,000 administrative fine for each violation, up to a maximum of $10,000 per day. Early Monday morning, Norma Moy passed away at the age of 93 at Twin Cities Hospital, battling pneumonia. She was surrounded by family and passed peacefully. The chair for the Templeton Area Advisory Group, Jennifer Jones, has announced she is resigning from her position as chair, effective immediately. Jones's statement on her resignation cites problematic behaviors of a board member for her resignation. The release says, quote, "Applicants should not be talked down to or berated. County staff should not be harassed or lectured. Board members screaming and cussing on the phone and in person should never be tolerated." Jones thanks board members, community members, and county staff who have reached out to help alleviate these issues. She says the final straw was, quote, "speaking with the chair of a committee on Thursday, posting an agenda on Sunday, and then having the chair cancel the meeting Monday morning," saying, quote, "if we do not respect that the county asks of us, then why would they respect us and our recommendations?" San Miguel's 35th Annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m., hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department. This beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Toys for kids and hot chocolate for all will be served. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. On Thursday, the Rams will face the Seahawks. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday the 21st We'll have the Chargers and Cowboys in the morning, then the Texans and Raiders in the afternoon, and finally the Dolphins and the Bengals. In the NBA, yesterday the Grizzlies beat the Clippers 121-103, the Nuggets over the Rockets 128-125, the Jazz beat the Mavericks 140-133, the Raptors over the Heat 106-96. Tonight is the NBA Cup. The Spurs will face the Knicks. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News. Prosecutors and the FBI alleging that members of an anti-capitalist group plan to set off explosives in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve, targeting businesses, saying the suspects were already testing their explosive devices in the Mojave Desert.
They had everything they needed to make an operational bomb at that location, and they were subsequently arrested by the FBI before they could build a functional explosive device.
Bill Saley with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Four people arrested, all from the Los Angeles area. Fans continue to gather at Rob Reiner's star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame after Reiner and his wife were found stabbed to death inside their Brentwood home Sunday.
It's such a sad day. It was such a great loss to the community, both activist-wise and just arts, to lose such a great man.
Nick Reiner behind bars accused of murdering his parents in their home where Nick had reportedly been living in recent weeks. No one won the Powerball jackpot last night. That causes the prize to grow to a whopping $1.25 billion ahead of tomorrow night's drawing. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.35 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Increasing demand for lamb, possibly driven in part by consumers seeking alternatives to beef amid record high prices, has led to higher earnings this fall for lamb producers. The national lamb slaughter value, or the price that producers receive for a lamb before processing, topped $2.25 per pound in the third quarter, compared to about $1.70 in the first half of 2025. When beef becomes expensive, some consumers switch to lamb, boosting its demand and, in turn, its price, said Megan Wortman, executive director of the Colorado-based American Lamb Board. However, lamb prices are more directly influenced by factors like its own supply and demand dynamics, the higher cost of production, and seasonal patterns, she said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-40s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Monday, and cloudy on Tuesday with a 60% chance of showers. Upper 60s Thursday, mid-60s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly lower following a mixed employment report. 64,000 jobs were created in November, more than expected. However, 105,000 jobs were lost in October, and November's unemployment rate rose to 4.6%. Ford shares are up 1%. It's pulling back its electric vehicle business and will pivot to more hybrids. The automaker is estimating $19.5 billion worth of expenses related to scaling back electric vehicle production. Kraft Heinz shares are up more than 1% after news that Steve Cahalane, former head of Kellanova, will be taking over as CEO at Kraft Heinz in January. And Roku shares are up 2% after upbeat comments from analysts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
AM
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Michaels Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michaels Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250. To be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic, this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Your new Higher Limits experience is open at Chumash Casino Resort. Beautifully reimagined for the perfect escape. Boy, who couldn't use that? Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Your new Higher Limits experience is open at Chumash Casino Resort. Beautifully reimagined for the perfect escape. Boy, who couldn't use that? Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. And do remember that they are your Honda power equipment dealer. All right, we're set here on your Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice. And 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL on this edition. Here we go, set and ready.
You got a smile so
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry will have on first Rob Koberuvius. He owns Cova Lending, but also he's interim in charge of the Templeton Paso Chamber. And then I'll call them the generational guys, will be in talking about AI and cryptocurrency and what's next for us here in this world. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Christopher. Something you said this morning in the last hour about Gibson still having his wife in the office. I just want to touch on that for a second and then a couple of things that are on the agenda. So how do you have a non-county employee looking at county information? And what happens if you have a non-employee that has a problem on this property? And is she just there to teach the other guy because he doesn't know what to do?
Greg, I'm going to simplify this. Isn't it just wrong?
Look, yeah, it's wrong.
Okay, so that's why I asked the question. What are the other supervisors going to say today?
You know, I mean, I hope they say something. I'm sure little Jimmy won't say nothing because that's Bruce's friend. I don't know what Ortiz Legg would say. I mean, we go back in history on who's buddy with who. Who got a job for what reason? How are they connected? First, you follow their group. You follow their just to give you an example, Don Ortiz Legg used to be Adam Hill's girlfriend. That's how she got her first job there. And then she became his planning commissioner later. And so this circle of friends and this circle of doing things certain ways and getting promotions or getting different things, it's all illegitimate. It's not based on what you know. It's based on who you know and what your connections are to that person, not what you can do that benefits the citizens in the county.
Okay, so he hires this lady. At the time, Gibson's married. He hires this lady. And they start having an affair.
Yeah, she works in the recorder's office. She gets introduced by somebody in the recorder's office, whoever's in charge at that time, Roldewald or whoever, then gets transferred from that recorder's office to be his aide, and then they have their fling until they get caught. Then there's a whole controversy.
Well,
she gets back to the office.
Right. I'm going to get back to why they are two consenting as adults. That's at least what we're told. It's still wrong.
Yeah. The whole consenting adult part. Okay. And they were both two married to other people, adults with kids. Conducting their private affair on our tax dollar in that office and on trips.
I don't know if that's illegal what he did or they did. However, I'm hearing it too much in society, whether it's that thing with the school and the Charlie Kirk. Well, it's not against the law. It's their private law. You know what? I'm getting a little bit more tired of hearing that type of thing every single day because the example it sets is not good for either a school district or an elected official. We're told that they're supposed to, you know, present themselves, you know, in a certain way. But, you know, at the end of the day, we both know that they're, you know, like the rest of us. However, there is something when you have that much control and that much power and you conduct yourself this way. And it's gotten to the point where people don't care, even if it's blatant.
Right. Yeah, certain people look the other way because they're friends. Oh, I'm not going to get involved. Oh, I don't want to know. Whatever.
Well,
hey, going to the board today what's on the agenda? There's two items. One's dealing with moving money that Christopher talked about yesterday. Roughly $700,000+, and that money was taken. So if you built anything over the basin area up here in North County, you were charged extra fees up to about $5,000 if you built a house that was put into an account to be used for other people to change their toilets and dishwashers and take out their grass and other things like that. Which so they're charging the new guy to pay for somebody who's not upgrading their place, basically. And so now they want to transfer that money into a different account. I'm asking why. It wasn't a very good program anyway. That's why it ended. But why are they doing that? Is it because they need the flexibility of putting it in some other account because they never put money away to pay for what they didn't win with this 218 vote, and they just had to pay $100,000. Now they owe another $100,000 for the next 6 months for this for their proposed, you know, being the water authority, and so they never budgeted for any of that. So is this one of the reasons they're trying to move this money? Why don't they give it back to the people that paid it?
Well, that's not going to happen, you know that. But to you, going back, this program had no business, because that ends up as government money from the taxpayer going to taxpayers, as you said, to put in things and take out grass. That's not the government's job. If the individual correct wants to take out their own lawn or get a new toilet or whatever, that's for them to do, not the government.
Right, the subsidy thing of taking other people's money and using it to fund something, that's got to stop. This next thing is on the Salinas Dam. So they want to do a feasibility study, which they kind of already started. And with a 10% contingency, it comes out to be around $1.3 million for this two-year study to a consulting firm. And then they got a $500,000 grant to go towards that. So that leaves about $800,000 that they want to split with the city of San Luis. And each, the county will pay $400,000, and the city of San Luis will pay $400,000 to study taking over the dam and then managing the dam, increasing the size of the dam to its potential of what it was supposed to be originally built for. But I look at this and I'm going, okay, in this grant money for this 218 process that we just went through, it was $7.6 million. There was a large chunk of money that was for a Salinas feasibility study for the same thing, and they took that money and changed it and illegally used it to forward the 218 process with hiring the consultant to do the rate study and then this Land IQ to do additional work on how they were going to charge the different ag areas or different people on what they thought they were using, and then an attorney for another $75,000 to try to manipulate whatever legal stuff they needed to do for this 218 vote that turned out not the way.
Wasn't there a couple of flaws in that rate study as well?
Yeah, because the mapping from the Land IQ was incorrect. There was parcels that shouldn't be in there. There was parcel, well, if you want to go that way, but there was parcels that weren't identified correctly, and it was based on, in my view, flawed science. Okay, mm-hmm. If you put a water meter out front, you're going to know exactly what's being pumped and going through the water meter. If you do it with this Land IQ, okay, you take the crop and you say this is what the crop should use, and from a satellite, we see this water evaporating, and we measure this water that's evaporating, which I don't know how they guarantee that's the right amount. And then we subtract the rainwater that happened that year on that specific piece of land, how they know that, mm-hmm. what's specific to that thing. And then we come up with our guesstimation on how much water was used for that crop. Okay, that doesn't tell you what you pumped out of the ground. That tells you what evaporated off of the crop, minus the rain. Does it tell you if it was from the river, or was it from a pond, or was it from groundwater? These are all the questions. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How do you verify what this company is getting paid $150,000 a year to do this? What guarantee is it correct?
Right. Yep. Well,
So we got monies being, I don't know where they're gonna, where the county's coming up with the $400,000 for this, for their share, or the city. Now the city's been taking the water from the Salinas Reservoir, which is Margarita Lake, that the Army Corps of Engineers owns, that was originally built for Camp San Luis that wasn't completed, and that water's been going down to South County, to the city of San Luis, on a piggyback permit for 76 years. That's the water that flows in the Salinas River that recharges the basin. So they've been taking the recharge water for free. So when, again, Gibson says, well, the people that get the benefit should pay for the issues, then what is the city of San Luis paying for taking the recharge water from North County down to South County in a different watershed for all these years?
It's a hell of a deal, isn't it?
Hell yeah, it is. A freebie, I'd say. That's like winning the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, well, the consistencies within the Board of Supervisors is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going to happen today. They need a 4/5 vote for a couple of these items that are on there. But the way that they manipulate and move money and play this shell game, and then you look through the agendas and try to find the documents attached, and some documents are attached, some documents aren't attached. And this is how they play these different games. And then, you know, you can't get a hold of different people in the county to ask you to ask stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I go back to Gibson's wife working in the office. If she's not an employee, what business does she have looking on the computer at people's private stuff that are going through the county offices?
None at all. I mean, again, our brilliant county attorney hopefully will address that. And I can't wait. And I can't wait for the dance she does.
Oh no, it's a new guy, John Asselberry. I think how you pronounce his last name.
Oh, that's right.
Superwoman's gone now. So
yeah. Well, apparently we haven't gotten much better. All right, sir. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. On the email, does anyone like the county attorney for assistance question why a supervisor's wife wants to work for free? My work experience and education causes me question and take a closer look at potential nepotism and conflict of interest before committing to a hire like this. Nepotism and fairness. Her working for free might be public service. Could it be seen as a form of nepotism that blocks other potentially more qualified, non-connected individuals from the role? Conflict of interest. A spouse working within the office blurs the lines between a personal and professional relationship. Lack of accountability. Unpaid staff members can sometimes exist in a gray area regarding official accountability and oversight, which this county seems to have a great deal of problem with. And political dynasties, this practice can perpetuate the image of political circles and so forth and so on. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Interesting topics. On the plastic bag issue, I was just talking to my wife. We typically don't have trash pickup. We're out here in the county. And we go to the dump twice a year, and we take these large plastic bags, you know, like pillowcases, really big, and we put our trash in it in the house, and then we tie it off. And then when we have a trailer load, we take it to the dump and throw it out. Are these plastic bags going to be legal anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, and a lot of plastic items, you know, in the trash in the house, you know, whether it's a soap container for the washing machine or whatever it is, they're all plastic, and we're putting those in the dump. I mean, where does this? And I told my wife, I said, if they start banning these big plastic bags, we're screwed. We will not be able to take our stuff to the dump. It would be all loose.
Well, I don't know the specifics of that. I really don't. And I'm not sure, based on conversation I had with Isaiah, that the state really knows what they're doing regarding this.
You're saying, do they know what they're doing, or are you being facetious?
No, I'm being serious. They have not thought this out clearly, and that should not be a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be in big trouble as far as, I guess I'm going to have to start on my ranch. I'm going to have to start digging a great big hole and start putting my trash in that hole. I'll have my own dump.
Now, see, this is supposedly starting January 1st, all plastic bags at retail checkout, including the thicker reusable ones under this bill, they can't sell them. But it doesn't say anything about the ones that, the ones you buy in the boxes off the shelf. So
we buy a big ass box of things, big bags. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming that you'll still be able to buy those. It's just that the checkout areas will be banned.
And we're back to the wood, back to the paper bags that they kill trees to make. Right.
Well, even the paper bags and this starts in 2028, they must contain at least 50% post-consumer recycled material. Now, you can bring your own reusable bags to the shops or stores, whatever, to avoid at least a 10-cent fee for paper bags. However, if you have an EBT card, you don't have to pay for the bags. You get them so-called free.
Gee, isn't that great?
Yeah, I know you're being facetious there, too.
Of course I am. That's the dumbest. We're killing trees again. Come on.
I know. Well, hopefully it'll eliminate wildfires.
I guess I'll call up the people at the dump and just double check and make sure it's still okay to take my trash that way, because otherwise, and it's not just me, it's lots of people would be screwed.
Well, let us know what you find out, sir.
I certainly will, and you have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too. Okay, real quick. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. For plastic bags, one thing I do, if I'm successful, I give it to the neighbor kids so they could have spacesuits, the clear plastic bags, I tell them they could use it as their helmet. And then the other plastic bags, they could use it for the rest of the spacesuit. For the paper bags, guys should hang on to paper bags, because if they date a liberal woman, they could just give her the paper bag to wear when they go out to dinner or something like that. Anyway, that's my ideas for saving the environment. But plastic bags for kids for spacesuits is all-time, that's a favorite.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for much for that. Also, sliding down when the, a hill when the grass is wet. Of course, you can do that with the, your cardboard, too, but also on the plastic, it does it as well. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Following its inaugural attendance for the Santa Maria Winter Wonderland Robotics Competition, two teams from Georgia Brown Dual Immersion will be advancing to the Southern California State Championships for Robotics at UC Irvine in March. Students are now raising $2,000 to help cover travel expenses and new robotics equipment. Any community members and local businesses interested in contributing can contact J.P. Ewing at pasoschools.org. The Atascadero City Council discussed a proposed ordinance designed to reduce illegal fireworks last week. City announced they have adopted this ordinance yesterday. The ordinance holds social hosts liable for illegal fireworks usage. Social hosts are individuals who own, control, or host gatherings on a property and are now strictly liable for any fireworks discharged on or adjacent to their property, effective immediately. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News.
Chris Foster. Nick Reiner is expected in court this morning in Los Angeles, accused of murdering his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. Family friend Heather Michaels tells Fox Nick was sort of in and out of the Reiner's home, not really living there.
Yeah, I know there's reports, he was living on the streets at the time, he was homeless, but that kind of goes along with the issues that folks like he deal with.
Mental illness and drug addiction. President Trump is suing the BBC for $10 billion.
The suit centers around an hour-long documentary called Trump, A Second Chance, that the BBC broadcast days before the 2024 presidential election. The program spliced together three quotes from two sections of his January 6th speech made prior to the Capitol riot, leaving out his remarks about demonstrating peacefully.
It's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The November unemployment rate, 4.6%, up from 4.4% and the highest since 2021. America's listening to Fox News.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rent, Hutch Heating and Air Tune-Up Repair Replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, well, for your Tuesday, you're going to have a little bit of clouds, a little bit of sun, and that's going to be continuous for quite a few days. Highs today in the upper 60s, a few clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, and again, pretty much the same for your Wednesday here throughout the North County, and what the heck, we'll throw in Thursday. We'll drop down in the mid-60s on Friday. Now, clouds on Saturday, upper 60s, cloudy, mid-60s. Sunday, Monday, mostly cloudy, mid-60s. Could get some rain. Right now, we're itching towards a 49 to 50%. Later on Tuesday, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 1. Up and down, 7:07 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 41 or hanging at 41 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Pass Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. This is just a reminder because it's coming up at the end of the year, and the city of Pass Robles is having their very, very nice celebration of the new year. Special display at 9 p.m. will allow participants to celebrate New Year's Eve on East Coast time so families can enjoy the occasion and still be home before midnight. And there'll be all kinds of things there. The event is open to all ages. Admission is free. They'll have all kinds of vendors there to enjoy a very, very good time in the downtown city park in Pass Robles. So get ready for it and make your plans. Also, kind of making plans, but just being aware. This is from the City of Pass Robles Fire and Emergency Services. When you're making those purchases this Christmas for things that, regarding the batteries, make sure that you buy smart. So that is to look for certified safety labels and avoid unverified online products. Charge safely. Use original or approved chargers. Don't, you know, just because it's cheap or something. And again, follow the instructions on the use of the lithium ion batteries. Anytime you purchase them and pass them along, it's extremely important that you do this. Buy safely this holiday season. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Pass Robles. Every day they've got lunch, and Wednesday through Sunday they have got dinner for you, and of course brunch on the weekends. All right, moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Get that list. Better have it by now. Get on over there and do what you're supposed to do. Local celebrities. We have Anita Bartel, Amanda Ross Givens, Connie Miller. Mike Milby's having a birthday today. My goodness. Richard Ruth Jr., Lynette Degnan, Andrew Dominguez, Brian Strohmeyer. We have... I guess Ada Bulgura, close. Let's see here. Remy Paco. We also have Tom Casey and, let's see here, Glenn and Christine Reed. That's the sidekick and zany sidekick and Freckles. Married by, this is the group that was, not the group, but the folks that were married by Father Chad Stevens. Wonder if it's even legal. All right, on my right-hand side, Ludwig von Beethoven, 1717-1827. No coward, not a bad actor, 1899-1973. Everybody's favorite anthropologist, Margaret Mead, 1901-1978. Onward we go. Tom Brookshire, he was a good defensive back with the Eagles and a hell of a broadcaster. Remember him and Irv Cross? 1931-2010. Onward we go. Put another log on the fire. Jim Glazier of Tom Paul and the Glazier Brothers, 1937-2019. Liv Ullmann, the actress, 1938. Let's see here. The executive producer of Hill Street Blues. That's a pretty good show. Steve Bacco, 1943-2018. From the Hollies, Anthony Hicks, 1943. From ABBA, Benny Anderson, 1946. ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, 1949. Pitcher, Cy Young Award winner, Mike Flanagan, 1951-2011. Pretty good tight end with the Cowboys and the Skins, Redskins. Gene Fugit, 1951. Sam Robards, actor, 1961. The Refrigerator, William Perry, 1962. Billy Ripken, second baseman, and he's on MLB, does a pretty good job, 1964. Oh, this guy wasn't a bad hoopster. Cliff Robinson, 1966. He died in 2020. Boys to Men, Michael McCrary, 1971. And who else do we have? Flo Rida, the rapper, 1979. Kristen Ritter, the actress, 1981. And that is, Sebastian Croft, the actor, was born in 2001. All righty, passing away on this day. Chris, do you like Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Kentucky Fried Chicken's all right. I'm not a big fan of fried chicken in general, though.
Okay.
Sorry to bring that to a screeching halt. It's just the grease. I do not like the grease.
All right. Well, the Colonel was born on this day, and I mean, he died on this day in 1980, and KFC is just great. I don't care. Anita Bryant passed away in 2024. Dan Fogelberg, good songwriter, 2007, good actor. Moses Gunn, 1993. Colin Chapman, the founder of Lotus Cars, he died in 1982. And that's it. All right, that is it. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He attended the University of Massachusetts, where he played baseball and basketball. As a matter of fact, as a freshman on the basketball team with Rick Pitino, Flanagan Pitino crossed paths with a guy by the name of Julius Erving. Julius was a junior at the time on the team. Now, they were messing around, going up against varsity, so Flanagan goes down the court. He was on a fast break and pulled up to take a jump shot. Out of nowhere, nowhere to be seen, Dr. J blocked his shot and took it the other way, and first thing that Flanagan thought was, better work on my slider because this basketball thing ain't going to work out, and he did. Mike Flanagan, go ahead.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles, big or small, they store it all. Former Cal Poly student Charles Hojaboom has been sentenced to serve 6 years and 2 months in state prison. This is for four separate crimes in 2023 regarding shooting incidents that took place on Cal Poly's campus and in his dorm room. Executive Director of the Paso Robles Main Street Association, Norma Moy, has passed away. She passed away peacefully early Monday morning at Twin Cities Hospital, battling pneumonia. She was surrounded by family and passed away at the age of 93. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
So baseball turned out pretty good for him because he ended up with the Orioles, was an All-Star, World Series champion, MLB wins leader, and also Cy Young Award winner. And he did a lot of broadcasting and worked in the front office, but things went south for Mike Flanagan. He took his own life in 2011, August. He was 59. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.